Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos Daf Pei Vav, and we will begin on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. A few introductory remarks as we begin to learn our Mishnah. The Meiri tells us that we will now begin learning halachas of when a woman is married to a Kohen or to a Levi or vice versa to a Yisrael. Under what circumstances may she eat Truma Maisa, and under what circumstances may she not eat Truma Maisa? And as the Miri explains, these sugyas are learned in our Masechta Yevamos, because part of the factors that are taken into determine the halacha if she may or may not eat these food items is based if the marriage is a legitimate marriage or not, something that we've been discussing and will Mitzvah Shem continue discussing. Hence, this sugya comes into our Masechta. Just to review the halacha, every year of the Shemitah, of the cycle, the first six years of the Shemitah cycle, Truma has to be removed from all produce. Midaraisa, Chita Achas, Pateras Sakri, even a minimal amount is sufficient. Midrabanan, a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th should be removed. Also every year, Maiserishin should be removed. It's 10% of what's remaining after the Truma is removed, and that Maiserishin is given to the Levi. And the Levi has to remove Trumas Maisa, 10% of what he receives, give it to the Kohen as Truma. In the first and second and fourth and fifth years of the cycle, Maisa Sheni is removed. The halacha of Maisa Sheni is it should be eaten in Yerushalayim, or it should be redeemed with the money taken to Yerushalayim to be used to buy specific food items. In the third and sixth year of the cycle, Maisa Oni is removed 10% and given to the Aniyim. Our Mishnah begins to discuss what is the halacha when a Kohen marries a woman. Midai Raisa, we know that there are two stages to marriage. There is Erisin and Nisuin. Midai Raisa, when a woman has Erisin with a man, she's considered an Eishes Ish. And therefore, Midai Raisa, when a Bas Yisrael is Mureses L'Kohen, she is entitled to eat Truma. However, Chazal teach us that she's not allowed to eat the Truma until there's actual Nisuin for two reasons. One reason is, since she's still living in her parents' home, her Kohen Orus will give a Truma, which she will take home to eat in her parents' home, where the rest of her family members are non-Kohanim. And as we will learn, non-Kohanim may not eat Truma. Therefore, Chazal said that until she's actually in the Suah and living with her husband in their home, not going back to her parents' home, she should not eat Truma. Another reason is Mishum Simpoin. The husband may discover that there's a defect, there's a blemish, Chas V'Shalom, with his Mureses, which would render the Kedushin a Kedusha Tos. It was done under false pretenses, and therefore she's not his wife, and she will have ended up eating Truma improperly. And therefore, the Rabbanan said a Mureses should not eat Truma. Once they have Nisuin, certainly she's allowed to eat Truma, as long as they're married. If the marriage terminates, the husband dies, then the halacha is, it depends if there were children left. If there are children left from this marriage, then she may continue eating Truma, even though she comes from the home of a Bas Yisrael, as a Bas Yisrael. And if there are no children left, she may not continue eating Truma. And the vice versa is true if it's a Bas Kohen who married a Yisrael, that as soon as she becomes Mureses Yisrael, as we will learn, she may not eat Truma. And if the husband dies, if there are children left, she cannot resume eating Truma. If there are no children, she may go back to eat truma from her father's home. Says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Mureses L'Kayin. If we have Bas Yisrael that already had Erisin to a Kayin, the halach is, or Muberes B'Kayin, she's pregnant with from a Kayin, her husband, the Kayin, passed away, but did not leave her children, he only left her pregnant with children, or she's a Shemeres Yavim L'Kayin. Her husband, the Kayin, passed away, and she is awaiting Yibum to her brother-in-law, the Kayin, but they didn't yet have that Yibum. Or a Bas Kayin, became Bas Kayin to Yisrael, a Bas Kayin who's Mureses to Yisrael, all of these women, Lo Tocha B'Truma Meinari Truma. And as the Mishnah sums it up in few words, Erisin Paislin V'Loi Machilin. A woman who's Mureses, Paislin, may no longer eat Truma. That's the example we just gave. Bas Kayin, who's Mureses L'Yisrael, even though she did not have yet Nisuin to him, may no longer eat Truma, because Midaraisa, she is the wife of Yisrael, and therefore no longer entitled to eat Truma. For Loi Machilin, but if Bas Yisrael is Mureses L'Kayin, she may not eat yet Truma until there's Nisuin. Continues the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael Mureses L'Levi. If Bas Yisrael has Erisin to a Levi, or she's Muberes Milevi, she's pregnant from a Levi who passed away, she's a Shemeres Yovim L'Levi, or a Bas Levi who's Mureses L'Yisrael, all of these women also Loi Toichel B'Maiser, may not eat Maiser Rishon. Continues the Mishnah. If we have a situation of a Bas Levi Mureses L'Kayin, Bas Levi had Erisin to a Kayin, or she's Muberes M'Kayin, she's pregnant from a Kayin, Shemeres Yavim M'Kayin, her husband the Kayin passed away, and she's Shemeres Yavim to another Kayin, her brother-in-law, V'chein Bas Kayin L'Levi, or Bas Kayin had Erisin to a Levi, all of these women, L'Toich L'Truma V'Levi Meiser, and we will explain in Mitzvah Shem the Gemara why. Ask the Gemara on the second case of the Mishnah. In the second case of the Mishnah, we learned that if a Bas Yisrael is Mureses to a Levi, she may not eat Maiser. And there are other examples. Why? Because obviously our Mishnah holds that only when she's Nesua to the Levi, she's fully married to the Levi, may she eat Maiser. If she's still not considered completely an Eishes Levi, the wife of a Levi, she may not eat Maiser. Ask the Gemara why. V'tehe Zora, even if she's completely a Yisraelis, has no relationship to the Levi, Zora Mila Achlam Maiser, isn't a Zora, isn't a Yisraelis, a Ladit Maiser. So yes, I can understand when a girl is Mureses to a Kayin, we don't allow her to eat Truma, because Truma is limited only to Kohanim. However, Maiser, which is not limited to be eaten only to Leviim, why is the halacha that a Mureses to a Levi should not be allowed to eat Maiser? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Hamani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Remehi. It reflects the opinion of Remeya. Dama Maiser Rishon Asla Zorim. Remeya holds the Zorim, non-Levim and non-Kohanim, may not eat Maiser. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Truma L'Kayin, Truma is only given to a Kayin, or Maiser Rishon is only given to a Levi, Divrei Remeya. That's Remeya's opinion. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Matira L'Kayin, allows it to go be given to a Kayin. Ask the Gemara Matiroi, if he says that a Kayin is allowed to eat Maiser, Mechlal Dikaman Da Asur, does that mean that somebody says that the Kayin may not eat Maiser? Everybody agrees, even Remeya agrees, that a Kayin may eat Maiser. El Eima, what it means to say is Nois No Afla Kayin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that just like Maiser could be given to a Levi, Maiserishin, so could be given to a Kayin. We'll discuss this Machlaikis a little further in the Shir. But Remeya holds that it may not be eaten but Ma'is Rishon may not be eaten by Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah disputes that. Tosfos says it's not actually Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah who's arguing with Rav Meir, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says Tosfos, lived many years before Rav Meir. They didn't see each other. It must be Rabbi Elazar. The Rishonim ask, where in the words of Rav Meir do we see that he prohibits a Zar, a Yisrael, from eating Maaser? So Rashi gives two explanations. One explanation is because Rav Meir begins his words with Truma L'Kayin. And the question is obvious. Why does he have to say Truma L'Kayin? Of course the Truma goes to the Kayin. Everybody knows that halacha. To teach us, says Rashi, that just like Truma is given to the Kohen, and only a Kohen may eat Truma, a Zor may not eat Truma, Ramei is saying the word Truma to Kohen to teach us that so too my Sirishin may not be eaten to a Zor. Another pshat is from the wording of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah uses the words Matiroi, Issa v'heter, permitted and prohibited. Now, if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were talking about whom, only about who receives the Maaser, then the words Issa v'heter would not be the appropriate terminology. Because we see that this Braisa are using the words of Issa v'heter, it must be that the Braisa is speaking about who may and who may not eat certain foods. And what it's saying is that Ramei is saying that a Kohen and a Levi may eat Maaser, but not Yisrael. Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos quotes a Rivam that says that as part of the gears of the Braisa, it should be explicit. Rameya holds Maaser Rishon also Lazar. The Ramban says that was part, as we will see in the next line of Gemara we learn in Mitzvah Shem, that the reasoning and the basis for what Ramea said, they had a Gemara, they had a tradition for, and part of the tradition included not only the why Ramea said what he said, but also what he said, and that he said that Zorim may not eat Maaser Rishon. And actually we'll quote that Gemara. Says the Gemara, my Tamid Ramea, Rav Acha Berei de Rava Mishmei de Gemara. The Pasuk says, Kies Maaser B'nai Yisrael Ashirimu Hashem Truma. The Torah compares Maaser to Truma. Ma Truma is a Surah Lazarim, Af Maaser Rishon is a Surah Lazarim. And that's how Ramei says that Maaser knows that Maaser Rishon may not be eaten to Zarim. Ask the Gemara, if we're comparing, according to Ramei, Maaser to Truma, why don't we say Ima Truma Chayavon La Maaser V'Chaymish? If a Zor eats Truma, he b'meiz it, he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, and if he eats it B'Shogig, he has to replace what he ate plus a fifth. So too perhaps is the Halacha if a Zor ate Maaser Rishon. Answers Ramea, Omakra, the pasuk regarding Truma says, Umei Suba, Ki Chalalua, V'yosef Chalai Mishasai Olaf. Boy, V'le B'Maiser, only by Maiser is there a Chi of Misa if it's eaten B'Mezid by a Zor. Olaf, only by Truma is there a surcharge of this extra fifth, V'loi a Maiser, not by Maiser. The Rabbanon ask the Gemara, who disagree with Rav Meir and hold that a Zor may eat Maaser Rishon. What do they use this hekish to teach us? The Rabbanon say, we need this hekish to teach us. Ma Truma Tovelis, just like if Truma was not removed from a pile of produce, that pile is still considered Tevel and no one may eat it. Af Maaser Rishon Nami Tovel, if Maaser Rishon was not removed, it also has a din of Tevel. And Rashi explains that why does it have a din of Tevel? Because since the Truma is still mixed in, it's considered Tevel. And by Truma, the halacha is if one eats it, his chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, as we just learned. Ask Tosfos two very fundamental questions on Rashi's approach. One question Tosfos asks, if so, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that if the maisa rishon wasn't removed, it's tevel? As we set out in our introductory remarks to our shir, every maisa rishon has in it trumas maisa. Trumas maisa has the same din as truma. So if truma leaves the pile, if truma wasn't removed and the pile is considered tevel, so too is the status of this pile if trumas maisa wasn't removed. So why do I need a special pasuk? Why do I need a lima to tell me that my serishin, if it's not removed, is tevel? Furthermore, Tosfos asks a very fundamental question. Tosfos asks, if Rashi's pshat is correct, that the problem with tevel is that it has in it truma in it, then a kohen should be allowed to eat tevel. If a kohen is allowed to eat truma, and then he should be allowed to eat tevel. Therefore, Tosfos has a different approach, and Tosfos says that the basis how we know that tevel may not be eaten is from a pasuk, because the pasuk says, "V'lo yichalu es kotche b'nei Yisrael asher yirimu l'Hashem." Items that still require harama, items that still require separation of truma, may not be eaten. How will we explain what Rashi says? So the Asvin Daraisa defends Rashi and explains that Rashi considers truma similar to kabbonis. Just like we know by carbon, the halach is for most kabbonis, besides the carbon oila, a portion of the carbon is left over for kohanim, sometimes even for the owners. But the owners or the kohanim may not take their portions until the avoider, the procedure that's supposed to be done, is done first. Then Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu becomes theirs. Similarly, if we have a pile that has in it truma, but that truma wasn't yet separated, that truma yet isn't the property of the kohen that he may eat. It has the status of tevel that he may not eat. And that's when the Raisa points out that what would be a nafkamina between Rashi's pshat and Tosfos' pshat, the halacha that a zor may not eat truma. Is that a new halacha? That there's one halacha that no one is allowed to eat tevel, and there's another halacha that a zor is not allowed to eat truma, it's a continuation, or are two separate halachas? According to Tosfos' understanding, says that's from the Raisa, these are two separate halachas. There's one halacha that the Torah tells us about tevel that no one's allowed to eat, and there's another halacha that the Torah tells us about truma that Yisraelim, Zorim, may not eat. The halacha according to Rashi, however, is that it's a continuation of the tevel produce, tevel iser, but it becomes a more limited iser. It's only an iser to Yisraelim. The Rambam says a different reason how we know that no one is allowed to eat tevel. The Rambam, apparently following Tosfos' mahalach, that it's a pasuk that teaches us that no one's allowed to eat tevel, and he quotes the pasuk, "V'siya oisom avon ashma." So there's an aveira to eat tevel. Meches Chinuch points out that what would be the nafkamina between Tosfos and the Rambam? In the wording of the Rambam, there's no reference to achila, and therefore, according to the Rambam, says the Meches Chinuch, even if one ate tevel shloi kederach achilosoi, not in the normal fashion of eating, he would still be chayiv for eating tevel. Tosfos, whoever discusses, quotes a pasuk that speaks about achila, the isser of eating tevel would only be if you eat it in the normal fashion of eating kederach achilosoi. If one ate it shloi kederach achilosoi, according to Tosfos, he would not be chayiv for eating tevel. It says the Gemara Kudatanya. There's a brisa that corroborates this. Rav Yosi Omer, Yochel Yechayiv El Al Tevel Shalai Hurmim Ena Kol Iker. One would think that Yechayiv for eating tevel from which nothing was separated. However, Hurim and a Truma Gedoyla were like Hurim and a Maiserishin. If Truma Gedoyla was separated, not Maiserishin, or Maiserishin, not like Maiserishini, or even Maiserani, which is so lenient because anybody could eat Maiserani as long as the Rachman Slan only an Ani. Minayin, how do we know that all of this food still has the status of Tevel? Tamaloymer, Lesucha Lechel B'Sherecha. The Torah says these words by Maiser. Lahalon Oimer for Achlu B'Sherecha B'Saveyu. That's a pasuk by Maiser Ani. To teach us, Masha Recha Omer Lahalon Maiser Ani. Av Sherecha Omer Kan Maiser Ani. Vam Rachmana Lesucha. And in all circumstances, this Gezeirah Shava teach us that it's considered Tevel and may not be eaten. So as Taisus, if we're comparing Maiserishin to Truma by this Hekesh, so why don't we compare it all the way and say that Maiserishin also is Usur to a Yisrael? Answers Taisus that it doesn't make sense to, and Taisus strengthens this kasha, because we know there's a concept of ein hekish lemachza. So if we're comparing it, we should compare it all the way and even have Yisraelim prohibited to eating Maiser. Answers Taisus that once we see that the Torah doesn't treat Maiser completely like Truma, because Truma is only permitted to Kohanim, Maiser is permitted to Leviim also, we don't go any further and we only compare it to the concept of Tevel, but we don't compare it to the concept of Achila, and we hold that Leviim, that Yisraelim may eat Maiser. Continues the Gemara, Vima Hasam, if we only had this Hekesh of my of Truma to Maiserishin, why do we also need the second Hekesh? Because Imi Hasam, if we only had the Pasuk of Laisuchal, I would say Lelav, there's only an Isalav, Avil Misaloi, there is no Chi Misa B'dei Shemayim if one eats Tevel from which Maiser wasn't removed. Kamash Malon, that even if Maiserishin is not removed, it has the full status of Tevel, for which one is Chayiv, Misa B'dei Shemayim, if he eats it. Taisus has a question. If Maiserishin was compared to Truma, and therefore the Gemara just stated that if one eats Tevel, from which Maiserishin was not removed, Rachman Tzlan, he would be Chayiv, Misa B'dei Shemayim, we don't have any pasuk that compares Maiserani directly to Truma. And what would be the halacha of mice of produce that only Maiserani was not removed from? So Taisus says two pshatim. One pshat, Taisus says, it could very well be that even though our Gemara considers a Tevel, it will not carry a Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. And if one ate Tevel, that the only thing that wasn't removed from it was Maiserani, there would not be a Chiv Misa. Another approach Taisus takes is that once something has the status of Tevel, then it makes no difference. The halach is that anything that has the status of Tevel carries with it a chiv misa if one eats it, and therefore Taisus says, if Maiser Ani is the only thing that wasn't removed, it would have the same halacha that there would be a chiv misa. In the previous Gemara, we quoted Reb Yossi's limud to support what the Gemara said, that the Gemara, that we compare Truma and Maiserishin, that Maiserishin has an effect on Tevel. Now the Gemara has a different version, where this is not, Reb Yossi's limud is not used to support what we learned, but it's actually used to question it. Lishnachrina, Maiserishin, the Talmud Reb Yossi Nafka, why are we relying on the limud, the hekesh, between Maiserishin and Tevel? Don't we have Reb Yossi's limud of Leisuchal to teach us the concept of Tevel? Answers the Gemara, Imaihi, If we only had that limud, have a mina lalav, we would use it only to teach us that there's a chiyuv lav if one ate tevel, if one ate produce from which ma'aser rishon was not removed. Ava misaloi, how do we know that there's even a chiyuv miser rachmon al tzlon if one ate such tevel? Kamash malon, that's why we needed the limud that made a hekesh between truma and ma'aser rishon. Goes the Gemara further. But my kimta, how did we explain our Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that a bas levi should not a bas Yisrael who's mureses lelevi should not eat meiser? We explained it following the position of Rameya, who says that a zora, a Yisrael, is not allowed to eat meiser. Ema Seifa asked the Gemara, let's continue learning the Mishnah. It said in the last case of the Mishnah, bas levi mureses l'kayin, if a bas levi is mureses l'kayin, or bas kayin is mureses to levi, the locha is like toich levi truma levi meiser. This woman now eat not truma, not meiser. Ask the Gemara, halacha meiser sika. No matter how we look at her, she's allowed to eat meiser, because a bas kayin, a kayinus is allowed to eat meiser, and a levi is allowed to eat meiser. So why are we prohibiting her from eating truma or meiser? Amar Rav Sheshes, says Rav Sheshes, my eino echelos tektani. What does the Mishnah mean when it says the word eino echelos? Eino no senes rishus litrim. It doesn't mean that she's not allowed to eat. She's not allowed to authorize anybody to take meiser from a husband's produce. Since she doesn't have that ownership, therefore, she cannot give anybody the ability to eat that, take off that truma meisim. And as the Or Sameach explains, she indeed may eat the meisim, because again, either we're going to treat her like a kohenis, or we're going to treat her like a levia. But no matter how we treat her, she's allowed to eat meisim, even according to Rameya's explanation. But, says Dar Sameach, we compare it to a guest in one's home. If I'm a guest in one's home, in Eretz Yisrael, and he gives me produce to eat, and I'm concerned, or I even know, that Truma Maisa wasn't removed, the halach is I could take off Truma Maisa. But that authorization is limited to what I got as my portion. But I can't take off Truma Maisa from the rest of what is in the owner's home, because it's not my food. Here too, this girl, given that she's only a Mureses, does not have the right to take off Trumas Maiser from the Maiser of her husband, because she is not yet the full-fledged owner of this. And the Ritva goes a step further. Since she doesn't have the authorization to take off, so maybe she wouldn't even be allowed to eat any part of the Maiser, it's Machlokes Rishonim, because in the Maiser we said there's the Trumas Maiser, which goes to the Kayin, and she doesn't have the ability to take off even the Trumas Maiser. As I said, many Rishonim and Achronim disagree. The portion that goes to her, she would be allowed to take off the Trumas Maiser. It's the rest that she would not be allowed to do anything with. And actually, from here we see a very important halacha, that if one is not the owner of the food, or as we're going to learn in a moment, or the wife of the owner of the food, they cannot take off Trumas and Maisris from someone else's produce. And I saw a shaila from the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin discusses where one had help in his home, and this help prepared a dough to bake bread, challah. And we know the halacha is that challah has to be removed from from the dough. But again, this woman, this worker in the house, it has no rights to take off from someone else's food. But the concern here was that if she'll wait till her owner or her owner's wife, the owner of the food's wife comes, the dough will spoil, it'll get delayed. May she take off challah, even though she's not the owner of the dough. So Trumas Hadeshin says, since we have a concept in halacha of zochen la'adam shlo b'fanav, So this is the person's chutz, we're doing him a favor by taking off challah so that the dough should not spoil. And even though this woman is not the owner of the dough, they would be allowed to take off challah. Says the Gemara Mechlal, what we see from our discussion is the nesua, one who's married already, full-fledged married, in the sentence which shows, can take off and authorize others to take off. And in, says the Gemara, correct, Vatanyan, there's a brayso that says this. That says, V'chaltem oysa b'chomokam atem b'seichem limer al nesua bas Yisrael shen esenes reshus l'troim. That once she's married, fully married to a Levi, she could take off the Trumas Meiser. At the oimer reshus l'troim, that she has a reshus to take off the Truma. Or ain't a lechel, maybe she could only eat Meiser, but she can't remove the Trumas Meiser. Amrit, says the Gemara, Truma chamura, Truma, which is very serious, oichelis. A Yisraelis married to Kain may eat truma, which is so severe, as we're learning that if somebody eats truma, if a zar eats truma, he's chayv misa. Maisa, kal. So certainly, maisa, which is more lenient, like koshkein, that she's allowed to eat. El a limit, what is this pasuk coming to teach us? That can't be the limit of the pasuk. The limit of the pasuk must be, al nesu bas Yisrael, shenesenes rishos, literally. Mabred Ravna has a different way of explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaching us is, of course, again, the problem being the last case of the Mishnah, where we have a Leviya Muresis to a Kohen, or a Kohenis Muresis to a Levi, why should they not be allowed to eat Maiser? Mabred Ravna Amma, certainly they're allowed to eat Maiser. What the Mishnah is coming to teach us is, Loi Mishen Cholken Loi Maiser Beis Agronis. We don't give her Maiser, we don't give her a portion of Maiser. So the Gemara analyzes this. There could be a number of reasons why we shouldn't give her Maiser. One reason is because we don't want it to go out to where the Maiser is distributed, because she may end up being secluded with a man. That we could understand. But according to the man, the Omer, that we don't want to give her Maiser. Because if once we continue giving her to Maiser, we give Maiser, Truma or Maiser, as a Kohen's wife, or as a Levi's wife, we're concerned that she will continue getting it after they're divorced, and she's no longer entitled. Here, let's understand, Grusha Bas Levi Meleachla B'Maiser, if she's a Bas Levi to Mereses to a Kohen. So if she's the Kohen's wife, she's entitled to Maiser. If she's not the Kohen's wife, she's a Levi's daughter, so she's entitled to Maiser. So why are we concerned that they'll get divorced, and she won't be allowed to eat the Maiser? She will be allowed to eat the Maiser. So why are we worried that we're going to continue giving her? She's allowed to get, and she's allowed to eat. Ask the Gemara, Ula Tameich, Grusha Bas Kohen, Milo Yachal Betruma. If we said a Kohen's wife, even if she's the daughter of a Kohen, may not get Truma. Why not? Again, let's analyze this woman's situation. If we consider her the wife of a Kohen, she's entitled to Truma. If she's not the wife of a Kohen, she's the daughter of a Kohen, and she's still entitled to Truma. So why aren't we allowed to give it a Truma? Elixir, the reason is, Mishim Grusha Bas Yisrael, we're concerned that if we're going to give the wife of a Kohen, who's the daughter of a Kohen, who really we should be allowed to always give her Truma, we may also give it to the wife of a Kohen, who's the daughter of a Yisrael. There could come a time where she is no longer entitled to Truma. If they get divorced, and she doesn't get Truma anymore. Therefore, to avoid such a concern, Chazal said that no woman should get it. Says the Gemara, Yehochi Mayri Mayri Mureses. So why does our Mishnah speak strictly about a Mureses? If according to this, a wife of a Levi or a Kohen, because of a concern of a mix-up, if the wife is the daughter of Yisraelis, we don't give her Truma or Maiser. So then, why does it have to be Mureses? I feel in the Suanami this concern exists. Answers the Gemara, indeed. This concern is there even by a Nesua. And a Nesua is indeed not entitled to get Truma Maiser at the granary because of the Gzeira. Just either Tana Reishi Mureses. Since the beginning of the Mishnah had to teach us the halacha of Mureses, that's why Tana Nami Sefer Mureses, we learn at the end of the Mishnah also Mureses. And as the Rishonim point out, Rashi says this, that our Mishnah obviously is going according to the opinion here of Rameya, the Maiser may not be eaten to a Zor. And that's why we have this concern that If we give it to, even though this girl is a bas levi, and she will always be allowed to eat maaser, but we can get mixed up with a girl who is Yisraelis that is not always entitled to eat maaser. If the halacha is not like Remeir, and a girl who is a Yisraelis is entitled to eat maaser, there would be no reason to make this gzeira. Tana Rabbanan. We learn in Braisa, Truma l'kayin, Truma is given to a kayin, or maaserishin l'levi. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, maaserishin is only given to a levi. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, L'koyin. Maaser is given to a koyin. Ask the Gemara, L'koyin v'loy l'levi? Is maaserishin given only to a koyin and not to a levi? Answers the Gemara, Omer af l'koyin. It doesn't mean strictly to a koyin, it means to a koyin and to a levi. And like Tosfos points out, the machloikis of Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah is actually the same machloikis that we had on top of the Amid between Rameyer and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Rebbe Kiva is the same opinion as Rameyer. Ask the Gemara, my Tamad Rebbe Kiva, what is the reasoning of Rebbe Kiva? The Ksib, because the Pasuk says, Vela Levim to Daber for Marta Leyem, the Pasuk speaks about Meiser. Says the Pasuk, B'Levim Kishtoi Kro. The Pasuk is talking to Levim. So only Levim are entitled to Maaserishin, no one else. V'idach, how does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah explain this Pasuk? K'Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He follows Rabbi Shua ben Levi's explanation. Dom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Be'esrim v'arba mekoymus nikra kohanim Levim. We find 24 places in Tanakh that kohanim are called Levim. V'zeh echmehem. And this is one of them. The Kahanim and the Levim b'nei Tzadik. The Kahanim and the Levim are the one and the same. And the Mefarshim explain why are Kahanim called Levim. So the simple pshat is because Kahanim come from Shevet Levi. Another pshat is that what makes another two pshatim that are similar. One make Levim unique. One is the fact that they do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. So do Kahanim. Or the fact that the Levim were the ones that were closest to Hashem because of their higher position, so too Kohanim. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kohanim and Levim have the same din. Rabbi Kiva that doesn't explain the pasuk this way, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Maaser is only given to a Levi. Hachal matzas amrit. Here you cannot say that when the pasuk says Levim, it includes Kohanim. The Ksiv v'chaltem oisah b'kol makom. Maaser could be eaten anyway, anywhere. Mi shi'achal achle b'kol makom. So to whom is maaser given? To one who could eat it anywhere. Yotz koyin sheni yachal achle b'kaisa kfaris. Maaser can't be given to koyin because a koyin can't eat it in beis kfaris. Vidach. And how would Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah respond to this? What the pasuk is teaching us is kol heche debayi. The difference between maaser and other foods is that it could be eaten wherever he wants. The loybayi chayma, unlike maaser sheni, which only could be eaten within the confines of the walls of Yerushalayim. Maaser rishon could be eaten anywhere. The achalei b'tumas aguf. Furthermore, if one eats maaser when he's Tomei, Leilaki, he does not become Tomei. The Aruch Lener asks, why does the Gemara use this Lashon of if he ate it, but Tomei doesn't get Malkus? The Gemara should have been more explicit. The Gemara should have said that one may eat Maaser when he's Tomei, Maaserishin. Answers the Aruch Lener. According to this Limut, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is telling us that a Kohen gets and eats Maaserishin. How did a Kohen become Tamei? He must have gone into Beis HaKvaris. So although he's not doing an Aveira by eating the Maaserishin when he's Tamei, he did do an Aveira when he went into the Beis HaKvaris. And therefore the Gemara did not want to use a Lashon that he's allowed to eat it when he's Tamei, which would imply that he's allowed to become Tamei. And the halach is, a Kohen may not become Tamei. Says the Gemara, there was a certain garden from which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would collect Maaserishin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen. Ozer Bekiva, a Hadra Lepeskel Bekivri. He turned the entrance of this garden toward the cemetery, preventing Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the Kohen from entering it and receiving the Meiser. Oma Akiva Batamila Banich Avanochaya. Akiva carries his package, and I will leave. So most Mefarshim explained this, that he was making some sort of a derogatory remark. Akiva, we know, was a ger. Akiva was from a family of gerim. Akiva was originally a shepherd. Tamiloi is the uniform of a shepherd. And he's saying, Akiva is a shepherd, v'anochai, I'm a koyim miyuchis, and he has no right to argue with me. But other Mefarshim don't want to take this approach. And what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was saying was, Akiva b'tamayloi, Akiva, as great as he is, would all, and even though he feels that he's 100% right, or another pshat that the Ben Yoyada is, Akiva b'tamayloi, tamayloi means that Akiva was an expert in the ways of the world. He had been out in the world. And he says, as smart as Akiva is, tamayloi, he represents chachma, all sorts of chachma, anochaya, I know that I am right, and I, the Kohen, may receive Maisa. The Gemara teaches us that Ezra penalized the Levium that they should not receive Maisa. And the way Tosfos explains what Ezra did, he says it really depends on the machlokes that we just learned between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. According to Rabbi Akiva, that Kohanim were not originally entitled to Maiser. What Ezra did was he gave them an entitlement to Maiser. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that both Kohanim and Levim were entitled to Maiser, he limited that only Kohanim should get the Maiser issue. In Itmar, why would a Levim punish this way? They refused to come up to Eretz Yisrael when Ezra came up. And the other reason is that the Kohanim should have food to rely on when they're Tamei, which we just learned that Maiserishim may be eaten when one is Tamei. Truma may not be eaten when one is Tamei. So they gave him this right. Asked the Mefarshim, how could the Chachamim go and do such a thing, take away from the Levim and give it to the Kohanim? So most Mefarshim explain that it's because of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, which give Bezdin this right to transfer monetary ownership over food, over items. Another pshat that I saw is that the Maiser that's given to the Levim is really given in exchange for the service that they do, the avodah that they do. Since we had the Kohanim doing avodah, that's why Ezra felt they're entitled to this food as payment for their avodah. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Alamanda Amar Shloi Alu, we could understand the coin to Amanda Amar that they were punished because they come up to Israel. We can understand why they deserve a punishment. Because we want to give Kohanim food to eat, consider the Levim, are we going to penalize the Levim? El Kula Alma says that where everybody has to agree, the reason is Knasa Shlai Ola B'mei Ezra. They got this punishment because they did not come up to Tetzisrael with Ezra. Mar Sova Knasa Laniyim. The penalty was that the Ma'isa be given to the poor, and the Rishonim say poor here is not the there's Machlokes Rishonim actually. What is the definition of poor? Tosfos says that here poor doesn't mean like it means throughout Shas somebody doesn't have 200 zuz. Here means poor means a person who not a person of means. Tosfos HaRosh however says it has the same status as everyone else. The Kohanim, when they're Tamei, they're considered poor, and that's why Ezra decreed that the Maiser be given to them. The Rishonim explained that this piece of Gemara that we just learned is following Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And what the Gemara is saying is, Levim will continue getting Maiser. We expanded and allowed Kohanim to get Maiser. And this, the Rishonim say, the Kohanim and Levim makes no difference if they're rich or poor, will be able to get Maiser. The machloikas here is, was that also extended to aniyim who are not kohanim? The first man, the Amos, says only aniyim. The second man, the Amos, says only kohanim. Says the Gemara, Bishlam man, the Amos, knosel aniyim. According to the man, the Amos, that it went through aniyim. Shemacha had Rabbi Kiva l'pesach l'bei kivri. That's why Rabbi Kiva was, it's understandable why Rabbi Kiva did not allow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to take the meiser, because he's not an oni. El man, the Amos, kohanim, that kohanim are entitled to get the meiser, because all kohanim are considered like aniyim. Amai ahadri l'pesach l'bei kivri. Why did Rabbi Kiva not allow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to get the meiser? He's a kohen. Answers the Gemara. Hachi kamalei. What Rabbi Kiva was saying to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, id ka'osis b'tayrus knosso, if you're taking the meiser, because you know that really a kohen is not entitled to it, but you're taking to it because you recognize that there was a new takana made by Ezra, islach, then take. But if you're taking it because you think that you're entitled to it, less luck, that you're wrong. So what the Rishonim explained, there's a number of Pshatim in the Rishonim of explaining this. The Rishonim and Achronim. Ritva explains, simple, that was the way we explained it. We have to know what Rabbi Kiva was saying to Elazar ben Azariah, we have to understand what your intent was. If your intent is to take it because of the knas, then you're entitled to it. But if you're taking it because you think you're deserving of it, then you're taking it under false pretenses, and you're not deserving of it, and you shouldn't take it. The Mashal explains it differently. He says that it's obvious that the basis for this knas was because we wanted to give aniyim the opportunity to get maaserishin. The question is, what does aniyim mean? Was saying Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, either ka'asav b'tarus knasa, you're coming to take it. Islach, you're a person that has a lot of money. You're a wealthy man. Should you be taking food that maybe apidin you're entitled to? But Islach, you have money. You weren't the reason Chazal made the gzeir that Kahanim should get meiser, and therefore it's most appropriate that you should not take the meiser. Ask the Gemara, Menol and Delay Slik with Ezra. We're saying that the Levim were penalized because they did not come up to the Israel in the time of Ezra. The Ksiv, Vekbetsem al Nor, al Ava, Venachna Sham Yom, Shloisha, Vina Ba'am, or the Kahanim of Ne Levil and Matsosi Sham, I did not find any Levim there. Ask Taisris, that we just as recently as in the previous year quoted a Gemara in Masech the Gedushin that says that 10 different categories of Jews came up with Ezra Tetisrael, and one of them was Levim. So what is the Gemara saying? There were no Levim. It says Taisus that all the Levim that came up were Kaitzei Bahinus, people who were missing their thumbs and could not do the Shira, could not play musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore even the Levim that came really weren't Levim that we had the proper use of. And the Pais can point out that even according to the Man D'Amid that says, Ikesh Shira is B'peh, the main point of Shira is with singing. So even if they're missing the thumbs, they could still sing. Still, everybody agrees that an important element of the Avoida is playing the instruments. And Levim that cannot play the instruments were not able to do that. Amar of Chizda. Originally, all the Shaitrim and Klai Yisrael were Levim. Shenemar, the Shaitrim ha-Levim lefneichem. Achshav, em amidim shaitrim elam Yisrael. Now we appoint shaitrim from every shevet, appoint shaitrim from its shevet. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'shaitrim harabim b'rashechem, the shaitrim harabim. And I sort of first explain what is pshat v'shaitrim harabim. Harabim means loshen of a rov, loshen rabbonim. V'shaitrim harabim, the people who are the Gedolei Yisrael and Limud HaTorah, they are the people, Bereshechem, that should be the Shoitrim, they should be the leaders of Klal Yisrael.